Supplemental reading. Emission credits. According to the Kyoto Protocol, various nations agreed to cut their emissions of greenhouse gases below emission levels in 1990. According to the Kyoto Protocol, various nations agreed to cut their emissions of greenhouse gases below emission levels in 1990. In order for the treaty to go into effect, 55 countries representing 55% of the emissions by industrialized countries must ratify it. In order for the treaty to go into effect, 55 countries representing 55% of the emissions by industrialized countries must ratify it. Industries such as oil and gas producers, generating plants, and industrial plants would all take part in establishing the limits. Industries such as oil and gas producers, generating plants, and industrial plants would all take part in establishing the limits. New industries that would produce emissions must then buy or trade with existing industries to keep the national emissions within limits. New industries that would produce emissions must then buy or trade with existing industries to keep the national emissions within limits. Supporters of the Kyoto Protocol were hopeful that Russia would ratify the agreement in 2003. Supporters of the Kyoto Protocol were hopeful that Russia would ratify the agreement in 2003. This meant if they took part in the agreement, they would have plenty of credits to sell. This meant if they took part in the agreement, they would have plenty of credits to sell. With the absence of the U.S., there appears to be less of a market for the Russian emissions credits. With the absence of the U.S., there appears to be less of a market for the Russian emissions credits.